car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Goals and 22 points last year, out maybe until early January following hip surgery. They also had a transfer, Riley Hughes from Northeastern, who's been unable to play, and freshman defenseman Nathan McGrayer is out of the lineup as well. The referees tonight, Colin Kronforst and Tony Check, Sam Schakowsky and Riley Bowles are the linesmen. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Scarlet and gray of Brutus, the cardinal and white of Bucky. We're underway here at the Kohl Center. Badgers attack the goal to our left. Ohio State wins the draw and a big hit at center ice. Horbach hitting Gordon, and a penalty's coming up immediately. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for illegal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin at the Kohl Center, and sophomore Jack Horbach gets the gate 13 seconds into the opening period for roughing a late hit on Horbach at center ice. So Ohio State immediately goes on the power play. Mike Hastings said in the pregame show, getting off to a good start against a team that's down in the Buckeyes would be the good thing, but the Badgers take an early penalty and one of their better penalty killers in the box right now.
Exactly the case. And, you know, now they'll have to, I don't know, mix and match is a good term to use, but it seems to be the case with penalty killers. Once you've gotten a consistent two, if one of them's ever missing, look out.
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to fill that spot, and it just doesn't seem to work all the time.
Well, Sawyer Scholl has taken Horbach's spot on the penalty kill with Owen Lindmark, Daniel Lodge out there, as well as Mike Vorlicki. Ohio State sets up in the offensive zone to our right. A quick slapper by Thiesing. It's kicked out by Wisconsin's Kyle McClellan. Good look from the right circle, but that shot was denied.
Not a lot of dilly-dallying when they get the puck in the Badgers defensive zone when they're killing a penalty. All three times you've seen the Badgers shoot it all the way down the ice instead of trying to make a shorthanded play or whatever you'd like to call it.
Badgers 90% on the penalty kill this season, fourth best in the country. Ohio State sets up again, though. At the point, it's Johnson, the defenseman, playing pitch and catch out high with Damian Carfagna. Johnson steps in, his shot ricocheted off care, then another Badger. Far side, cross ice, back to Johnson, sets and fires. Blocker save made by McClellan off the high glass. 35 seconds left in the Ohio State power play, and the puck came across the line as the D went back and forth. A mistake by Ohio State freshman Damian Carfagna, and so a faceoff coming up at center ice. Actually, Carfagna is a sophomore. C-A-R-F-A-G-N-A. You pronounce his name like lasagna. Carfagna.
You mean like lasagna?
You could go that route if you want.
That's what I call it.
Ohio State's power play this season a little bit better than 18%. 10 of 54, 4 for 8 last weekend in the sweep of Princeton when the Buckeyes won 6-3 and 4-3. Here comes Davis Burnside up the middle, right-handed forward, pitched it to the near side, and Guzzo down to the corner, and Burnside, his pass below the goal line, picked off by Vorlicki, cleared by the Badgers captain, and that will do it for Ohio State's power play. Only a second or two remaining, and Jack Horbach now out of the box. Badgers at full strength. They get the job done on the PK. And here comes Ohio State on the rush. It's Dalton Messina across the line. Off to the defenseman, Mason Klee. Now back to Messina. Wheeling pass out high left, setting and shooting. The defenseman stopped by McClellan. Top of his crease, he hangs on. Teal Wahlberg, the freshman from Stockholm, had a shooting lane. There was a lot of traffic in front of Kyle, but he leaned to his left and able to see that puck all the way.
It wasn't that there weren't people tied up. It's just that the Badgers didn't do a very good job of pushing them out of the shooting lane. I guess that's the best way to put it. So Kyle has started off a lot better than he looked in warm-ups, I will tell you that.
Sometimes you can't tell in warm-ups, can you?
Drives me nuts.
Yeah. Here's William Whitelaw, steals near the Ohio State blue line, but one of his teammates was across the line, so he has to touch up, and the Buckeyes have possession. It's Wahlberg now, angles a pass up at center, intended for Matt Cassidy. Got a piece of it down deep. There's Palatichuk for the Badgers, tied up by Messina. Got it off to Dexheimer, and he scoots his way out of his own end. Ben Dexheimer flips it on goal, stopped by Turnus. It bounces right in front. Oh, Whitelaw followed it up, just couldn't reach the puck. Turnus left it there on a rather casual shot in on by Dexheimer. It's been an issue with Logan Turnus, the Connecticut transfer. He can and has left a lot of juicy rebounds this season, although apparently he's improved as the years moved along. Buckeyes have it. Scooter Bricky, 6'4", 215 out of Butchville, Michigan, playing in his 113th game.
Just sounds like a big, tough town kid.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah. Where are you from? Butchville.
Dix out there with Stramel and Finley. Vorlicki steals behind his own net. Two forecheckers for Ohio State. Now a steal, but pass centered. Picked off by Dick. Played it to the near wall. Taken by Johnson, and he fires one. Brent Johnson on goal. Kicked out by McClellan. Three shots on goal for the Buckeyes. McClellan stopped them all. Wisconsin eventually chops the puck out to center ice. 4 minutes in, first period here in Madison. We have no score. On the attack, Guzzo looking slot. Nice pass. Give and go to Guzzo. Couldn't reach it. He took his left hand off his stick, tried to extend it with his right hand and put it home. No luck. Shot on McClellan. He's able to kick that out as well. That fluttered in on the Badgers net miter. Ohio State continues to pressure. Long-range shot by Carfagna missed the net. Now Wisconsin's David Cilia will skate up with it. Long lead feed caught by DeSaint Fowl onside, but two Buckeyes back. Now three. DeSaint Fowl back behind the net. Still possesses. Cycles off for Cruz Lucius. Lucius 6 goals for the Badgers to lead the way this season. It rims around to the far side. Pinching in Kerr. Knifes it off for Cilia. Back to Kerr. Walks the goal line. Anthony Kerr. Pinned against the end boards now by the defenseman Johnson. Tries to kick it free and does to Cilia. Looking for an angle to pass out to Lodge. None there. Johnson then strips Cilia of possession, but DeSaint Fowl back. Bumped it off the end boards, but right to Johnson, and Ohio State's got the puck. 5 minutes into the first, no score.
Well, as I just watched that 45 seconds of offensive pressure, I thought, you know, that's five guys that I would like to have on the ice every shift.
Right. There's Burnside deep in the Wisconsin zone. Lodge cuts him off, takes the puck away, coughed it up, though. Taken by Stephen Holliday, a fantastic sophomore from Glenwood, Maryland. 6'4", 210. 3 goals, 12 points in 13 games for a Holliday. He was awesome last year when he scored 9 goals and 41 points, made the Big Ten All-Rookie team. Kid that's averaging a point per game, Stephen Holliday, and one of the all-time leading scorers in USHL history. Badgers able to get the puck deep in the Ohio State zone and send out Bantle, Horbach, and Lindmark, but Ohio State takes the puck. They come ahead to center, pass this way off a stick and into the Ohio State bench, stopping play. Steve Rolick, head coach of the Buckeyes. J.B. Bittner, former assistant with Wisconsin from 2016 to 17, now the top assistant after Luke Strand, former Badgers assistant as well, took the head coaching job at Minnesota State where he replaced Mike Hastings.
One of my favorite recruiting stories is Steve Rolick.
Yeah, tell me.
Went and picked him up at the airport. He had the best mullet of any kid that had ever come out of Hill Murray High School, I can guarantee you that. And he was coming home from spring break. So he had the basically Minnesota farmer's tan
sure.
when he got off. Was all red. And I think he was wearing cutoff blue jeans. And the next thing you know, he was out there and some. I mean, he would just look like death warmed over when he got off the plane.
Yeah. And then that's where you go after him and try to get him to sign something, right?
Well, I turned to him and said, you know, if you live here, it'll be a lot nicer than waking up hungover like you are now. And he just went,
yeah, okay. Tough angle shot by Cassidy on goal, and McClellan got a piece of that as well. Puck loose at center. Simon Tassi can't play it cleanly. Pilatichuk does and sends it back to Zach Schulz in the Wisconsin zone. Ohio State's playing well here early on, but still no score. 13-18 to go in the opening period. Charlie Stramel on the ice now. Can't catch up to William Smith, freshman defenseman from Toronto. Puck lobbed out to center ice. Collected there by Ohio State's Thomas Wise, the Madison, Wisconsin native. Lead feed intercepted by Schulz. Now Stramel chips it in and gives chase. Into the corner he goes, cut off by Bricky. They reverse course and go to the far side now, and Ohio State's Caden Brown, the former Badger, up ahead to Wise. Spins away from the defense of Vorlicki, but able to get it deep. Thiesing finds Brown behind the net, turns low right circle. Nice pass! Oh, what a great save by McClellan, sliding to his right, stoning the defenseman Wahlberg, who came down from the left point. What a feed by Caden Brown, the former Badger, though, and Wahlberg filled in, and McClellan made an excellent stop, lost his stick in the process. It's in the far corner.
Well, it would be advisable for one of the Badger players to go over and get it for him. There you go, Mike Vorlicki. That's why they give you the C.
Nice pass. Good catch. Here's Lucius, and he's offside on the aerial feed ahead. 12:17 to go in the opening period. We have no score, Wisconsin and Ohio State. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond.
That offside ruled a two-line pass offside, so instead of just being outside of Ohio State's blue line, they'll bring it back in all the way into the defensive zone of the Badgers to the left of the goaltender McClellan.
Where the pass ensued. Now Wisconsin wins the draw. Lotch fed it ahead. DeSaint Foul finds the stick of Lotch. Got rubbed off on the play, though, by Max Montes, a Heartland, Wisconsin native. And now Anthony Kerback to get it for the Badgers. Anthony Kerr in his 108th game threw it up to center.
At head high.
Yeah. Oh, long range shot from the wing. Kicked out by McClellan behind the net. Holiday whips it out to the point. Setting and shooting the defenseman. It goes off a body or two and up into the protected netting, stopping play. 7-1 shots on goal in favor of Ohio State. We have no score. Buckeyes average 35 shots on goal per game, but scoring only 2.6 goals per game. And in league play, Ian, the Buckeyes have been outscored 28-8.
That's not the recipe for success that I think Steve Rolick is looking for.
No, they had a shootout win against Michigan after a 7-1 loss. They got beat by Michigan State 6-0 and 6-4, and then Notre Dame beat them 4-1 and 3-0. Badgers get it down to the offensive zone. Buckeyes have had the better of it early on. A little worrisome for head coach Mike Hastings and his staff. Buckeyes fling it out to neutral ice, and Ben Dexheimer gives chase. Dexheimer, 2 goals, 11 points from the blue line for the sophomore. He's having a nice year so far. Now Ohio State's Gordon threw it to center. Tassi applying pressure, spun him around a bit. The Badgers have possession of the puck. Pilatichuk up ahead. Tassi had it on his tape, tried to flip a backhand to the slot, couldn't connect with Tyson Dick. Puck moves around to the far side. Guzzo chopped it out to center. The Badgers take it from there. Here's Zach Schulz. First career point as a Badger last Saturday on the win over Alaska Anchorage. Number 5, left-handed defenseman. Back behind the net as he dumped and chased. Puck is loose right circle. Schulz picks it up. Looking, turning, and scoring! Zach Schulz! His first goal is a Badger. 1-0 Wisconsin.
Well, there was a lot of traffic, and I'll give Zach Schulz a lot of credit. He took the puck deep. He's trying to get back to his defensive position, and all of a sudden it just pops right up on his stick. And instead of trying to make a fancy play or a goal mouth play, he just turned and fired. I mean, that's all there was to it. There was no question that it was just going to be I wouldn't say it was a garbage goal, but it was, I don't have any other options except to shoot this thing, so I might as well put it in the net.
You could give him an assist, too, and the secondary assist. He did all the work. He carried it in. He dumped it in. He chased it down. He retrieved the puck. He turned and shot from the circle and scored his first goal as a Badger. Scholes had only one goal in 52 games with a national team development program last year, but he's pots one here in game 15 of the season. The Badgers lead Ohio State 1-0.
Well, we'll give an assist to Nate LaPointe. He seems to be able to get him every so often.
All right, here's Ohio State trying to answer back. Pass in front intended for Messina right through the wickets. The defenseman Klee skated down the wall and lost the puck to Dick. Here's Fitzgerald now, right wing Tassie. Fitzgerald looking, shooting! Glove save made by Turnus. He hangs on. Logan Turnus, a sweeping glove save to keep it a 1-0 Wisconsin lead with 10:08 to go in the opening period. Right now it's unassisted. Zach Scholes at 9:13.
Yeah, he does. When you get your first goal, you don't want to give credit to anybody. Just give it to me. Give me my first point, my first goal. He got his first point Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
So Friday night tonight, he gets his first goal. And to be honest with you, when the shots are 9-1, that's an important statistic to come up with the first goal.
Badgers have their top line out there, but Ohio State's Cam Thiesing, top line left wing, able to dump it into the Wisconsin zone. Cilia trying to help Lodge in the far corner to our right. Three Badgers, two Buckeyes, waiting for the puck to pop free. It's pinned against the end boards by the forward for Ohio State.
Okay, they're going to start playing rock, paper, scissors here to see who gets this.
How about just blow the whistle and let's drop the puck because nobody's moving it. Now Cilia pulls it free finally after about 10 or 15 seconds of dancing around. And now a tripping penalty coming up on Ohio State. Cilia skated up the wall, Ian, and then tried to cut back to the middle of the ice and got upended by Cam Thiesing, their leading penalty taker, his 13th of the year. Badgers will get a power play when we come back. Wisconsin 1, Ohio State nothing. 9:27 to go in the first. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Insulate your home and save on energy costs with Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation. Foamular insulation panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used anywhere, even underground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Pick up your pink insulation panels and start saving today. Remember, a Menards gift card makes a great gift.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Thiesing for tripping at 10:33. Badgers get a Kunis power play this season about 17%. 6-for-22 in Big Ten play. That's 27%. The Buckeyes have struggled on the PK, 79%. Ian, they've given up 7 power play goals and 19 chances against in league play. That's 63% on the penalty kill.
Yeah, and I think people understand how powerful the Big Ten really is.
Yeah, here's Lucius with the puck. Badgers set up in the offensive zone. Cilia left wing lifted his head before the puck got to his stick and fumbled it a bit. Now Ohio State will clear. They had worked the umbrella. Cilia on the left side with DeSaint Fowl, Fitzgerald, Lucius, and Dexheimer out there. But now Mike Hastings will change his unit up a little bit. Mike with a word or two for his alternate captain, David Cilia. Here's Lucius now, remains on the ice, peels back on the right wing and looking. Steps to the hash marks, cross ice, found its way to Tassie. Puts one in front, ricocheted off the goaltender. It's loose. Lindmark trying to dig it free. Eventually pulled free by Wahlberg, ran into traffic. Puck popped off his stick, and now Klee able to skate and get it up near the blue line and then dump it all the way down. Mason Klee, a transfer from RPI, played there for 4 years. His dad, Ken, played in the NHL for... oh, geez, over 800 games. Played for 7 teams, including the old Atlanta Thrashers.
He was probably a teammate of a man from Spy Hill, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Jeff Odgers.
Here's Palatichuk now, left point. He's running the second power play with Jugnauth, a healthy scratch. Finley's out there, Whitelaw two. Williams got the puck, top of the right circle, steps in. He's a shooter. He shoots, it's blocked, and then cleared by Ohio State. 13 seconds left on the Badgers' power play.
Everything right except the final execution. And you put the puck in the hands of the guy you want it to have, so go for it.
Here's Palatichuk, left wing, Finley off his stick, nudged as he came across the line, fell down. Ohio State back at full strength, both teams 0 for 1 on the man advantage. 1-0 Wisconsin, 7:19 remaining in the opening period. Stephen Holliday carries into the offensive zone. Two Badgers in the vicinity. Holliday digs it free, though. Bricky out high now. Holliday with it, top of the right ring. Big left-hander drops it back to the right-handed defenseman, Bricky. His shot got through. McClellan got a piece of it. Whitelaw tried to knock it to the far wall, but taken by Holliday. In the slot, pass backside. Bricky coming down right side, and there's McClellan sliding right with Scooter Bricky and made that save look easy. Kyle McClellan has stopped all 10 Buckeye bids so far.
Well, it's interesting because you and I were at practice the other day with Bill Howard, and he said, you said, why do you think McClellan's had success? And he goes, because he trusts the defensive coverage. You know, he slid right across, realizing that the backside is being covered, so all he has to worry about is the shooter. It's a very important point in the new system that Coach Hastings has brought.
Badgers ranked number one in the country in goals against, 1.86, top defense in the land, belongs to the Wisconsin Badgers. Ohio State dumps it into the Wisconsin zone. Cilia leans in to Ryan Gordon and wins the puck free for Carson Bantle. He gets up and going out of his own end. He'll send it to the corner of the Ohio State zone. Bantle playing give and go with Charlie Stramel. Puck wobbles out to the point. Anthony Kerr walks down the wall. He slowed and falls down after getting hit, but pulls it free. Backhand shot. Oh, Turtis with a stop. Couldn't locate it. It's right in his lap. And a faceoff to come as the whistles blow. Stramel mixing up a little bit. Well, nice play by Anthony Kerr. Getting a chance for his first goal of the year.
He just pulled it right off the wall. I think there was some confusion by both the Ohio State defensemen as they were in the corner with a Badger forward, that being...
Well, Stramel was down there, Bantle as well.
Bantle was in there. Yep. And he's a big enough boy. He takes two of them at a time. Doesn't make any difference. But Kerr just came out and tried to shovel it underneath the goaltender's pads.
Almost beat him. Fitzgerald loses the faceoff to Caden Brown. Ohio State exits its zone. Far side, it's Wise in a battle there with Tassie. Wise won that battle and freed the puck for Teasing, who pokes it up in the air and chases it down in the right corner. Carathan pivots into him, helping his D partner Lotch win it free. Outlet pass Fitzgerald to Tassie. He misfires on a head man to Whitelaw, but Ohio State turned it over. Fitzgerald weaves into the offensive zone and got stood up and knocked down by freshman defenseman William Smith. And Wise now with a puck for Ohio State. He'll scoop it in and will give chase. Lotch will get there first. Knifes it along for Kerr. Moved it along now for Fitzgerald. His pass back the other way, deflected by Wise. Ohio State on the forecheck. Eventually Anthony Kerr won it free, but the Badgers can't clear. Long-range shot. Easy stick save made by McClellan on Carfagna. For our wall now, it's Cassidy. Matt Cassidy, alternate captain, playing in his 91st game from Medford, New Jersey. One of only 11 returning players on this squad. Another Michael Gildon, a senior from Plano, Texas, out there too. Badgers eventually won the puck free and got enough of it to send it down, and they'll get a fresh change. 5 minutes to go. Opening period, 1-0 Wisconsin on Zach Scholl's first goal as a Badger. Dexheimer spins it around far side, caught by Horbach. Lost the puck, got it back, tapped it ahead to Lindmark. He was stripped of possession, taken back by Bantle. Puck still onside, then knocked to center. Dexheimer followed up and dumped it in. Buckeyes will go D to D behind the net. Bricky up the middle. Messina now pitched it out to center. Too far for Cassidy. Palatichuk gives it right back to Bricky. And they go D to D again. 10-5 shots on goal, Ohio State. But the Badgers with a 1-0 lead. Buckeyes put it on goal. McClellan stops it. Hangs on for a faceoff.
Well, it's hard for me to fathom, as well as Ohio State has played here in the first 15 minutes and 30 seconds of the first period, that they're winless in the Big Ten, because they've thrown everything except the kitchen sink. And I think the difference has been here in the first period is Kyle McClellan.
Yep.
Face off to McClellan's right. Cilia against Holiday. And Cilia, who's won 60% of his faceoffs this season, wins that draw. Lucius to center, and Cilia right back to Lucius. Cuts to the slot. He's open. Shoots one. Oh, he missed the net. Glove side. Oh, just a little hesitation coming down the left wing. All of a sudden, he's free in the slot for Arister. Beautiful move by Cruz Lucius. Now the Buckeyes the other way. Backside pass, Burnside. Good stick, D. Same foul. Puck goes to the corner. The Buckeyes retrieve it there. Holiday turns away from the pressure of Dexheimer. Now cuts back to his right. Now back to his left. Dexheimer stays right in his hip pocket. And the Badgers win the puck away. Lucius slides it ahead to D. Same foul. Goes off his stick. Cilia ran it down left wing and then run into by Klee. And the Buckeyes have it again. Wahlberg now finds Klee again. Big right-handed defenseman across the line for Holiday. On him, Cilia. Oh, backside man open, and that looked to be Burnside on a nice feed by Montez, I believe, but Burnside didn't put it on net. That was Sam Deckhut who set him up. Deckhut, 25, a left-hander. Just fell down over the stick of Schultz. Looked back at the referee, wanted a penalty, nothing coming. And then Mike Vorlicky, stick handled a little bit too much, lost it. Badgers get it back. Cilia finds Stramel. Drops it off for Licky. Left wing, Stramel again. Steps to the dot. Shoots one. Almost snuck it underneath the right arm of Turnus, but he got his wing in, made the stop, and hangs on for a faceoff. 3:06 to go in the opening period. 1-0 Wisconsin. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards.
Charlie Stramel had a good shift. He was the guy who ended up intercepting the pass on the weak side or the backside in the Badgers' defensive zone, then walks out of the corner and gets a point-blank shot on net. That's a pretty good shift for the young man.
He remains out there with Sawyer Scholl and Quinn Finley. Stramel scored his first goal of the season last Saturday. It was his first goal in 21 games dating back to last January. First-round pick of the Minnesota Wild, playing wing for Mike Hastings' squad now. Stramel wins the puck in the corner. Tried to cycle back to Finley. Eventually got it to him. And then Finley had it poked off his stick from behind. Out to center. And the Buckeyes give it away to Scholl. And then Bricky took it back. Now Lodge has it. Up ahead to Scholl from his knees. Nice pass. Here is Stramel looking. Wanted to shoot, but from behind he stripped the possession by Deckhut. Badgers win it back. Scholl to Palatichuk. Weaves left. Tripped down. And the Badgers will get another power play. Stramel keeps it alive. Finds Scholl. Can't shoot. He finds Finley. His shot. Oh, it hit the near post. Quinn Finley, a little toe pull from the high slot. Hit the iron. Here's Palatichuk now. Dexheimer drops it back. Palatichuk. Extra attacker. And now we've got a whistle. And the Badgers have too many men on the ice.
No, the goaltender was off.
Well, oh, Ohio State? No, what's going on? The referee or the linesman blew the whistle stopping play.
Whoever the player was that came out to substitute for McClellan may have left the bench early.
We'll see. Or did Oh, that's too bad. Too many men on the Badgers, tripping on Gordon, so those offset. Badgers were headed for a power play, and then one of them on the bench got a little anxious to get on the ice for the extra attacker. And so we'll skate 4-on-4 for the next couple of minutes. Time of the penalty, 17:42.
Well, this should be to Bucky's advantage, I would say. The fleet of foot will make their way out here for 4-on-4, and as we've commented about numerous times in this year's broadcast, the large size ice surface of the Kohl Center is conducive for exciting 3-on-3, 4-on-4 hockey, especially with the good skating team that the Badgers have had.
Badgers win the faceoff. Good job by Fitzgerald. Eventually, though, it's taken away by Thiesing, who kicks the puck to his forehand, comes across the line left wing. Thiesing carries it to the corner. Dexheimer on him. They're now tied up. Dexheimer gets some support for Tassie, but Thiesing will play it out to center ice. It's Wahlberg now, the defenseman, sixth-round draft pick of the Ottawa Senators a couple of years ago. Wahlberg, big left-handed defenseman, wiping out Dexheimer, gave Wahlberg some space. Not sure what to do with it, though. The big fella finds it, Thiesing near side. Cycles off the wall with Holiday, drops it off to the point now. Johnson, former North Dakota Fighting Hawk, and a blind pass right to the stick of Wisconsin's Christian Fitzgerald, who then turned back in deeper into the Wisconsin zone and almost ran into Johnson. Badgers, though, have possession of the puck. 107 to go on the period. 4-on-4 here. Here's Fitzgerald. Wanted to skate to the slot and shoot, but he fumbled it away, and the Buckeyes have it again. Calling for it, Montez. Instead, Bricky up the middle. Bricky across the line to Montez. Montez finds Garfagna. Left-handed defenseman spins back on the right wing wall, goes to the left point. Bricky back to the right circle for Montez. Two did not connect. Bouncing puck came free. Cilia's got it. 4-on-4 for another 40 seconds. Badgers on the attack. Cilia center ice onside. Pass didn't get through to DeSane. Foul. Bounced right back to Cilia, who's forced out to center ice. Badgers need to touch up. 45 seconds to go until the American Family Insurance first intermission report. Here's Daniel Lotch across the line. Fresh skaters for Wisconsin. Whitelaw joined by Lindmark. Scholes out there too. Ohio State's Thomas Wise has the puck. Former Madison Capital. Played only 9 games last year with the Caps because of an injury. Spent time with Fargo as well. And now Garfagna behind the net. Pestered by Whitelaw. Penalties have expired. Both teams at full strength. Finley a steal at the Buckeye line. And now back to center. Here's Scholes.
Tee it up, baby.
The lone goal this game scored by Scholes. Whitelaw long range in and out of the glove of Turnus, who deflected it far side, and that will do it for the opening period of play. Shots on goal, 10-7 Ohio State, but the Badgers have the lead on Zach Scholes. First goal is a Badger. 1-0 Wisconsin after one. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin leads 1-0 after one. Freshman defenseman Zach Scholes from South Lyon, Michigan. The New York Islanders draft choice. His first goal as a Badger, unassisted at 9:13. 10 shots on goal for Ohio State. Kyle McClellan stopped them all. Wisconsin had 7 shots on goal. Logan Turnus credited with 6 saves. Both teams had a power play in the opening period. Neither team converted. Wisconsin actually took a penalty 13 seconds in, but able to kill off that mistake. So the Badgers up 1-0, and Buckeyes had the better of it, though, in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And once the special teams came, then all of a sudden you saw how valuable McClellan was, because there were some opportunities that could have been had by Ohio State. But you get into a situation where he's allowed to see the puck. He's going to make the save. That's all there is to it.
And he has so far. Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead on Ohio State. Time for the American Family Insurance intermission report. That's next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a low of 24. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 37 tomorrow, cloudy. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Zach Scholl's unassisted goal has Wisconsin on top of Ohio State 1-0 during the first intermission. Quinn Finley did ring the pipe late in the opening period. Ohio State, really two of its best chances came from defensemen Teo Wahlberg and Scooter Bricky, but McClellan able to stop one sliding to his left and then going back right on Wahlberg on a nice pass through the slot.
If I was here to see an offensive juggernaut, I would look at this scoring sheet with the shot sheets. Yep. That's pathetic.
It is.
There's a lot of empty space out there.
Yeah, the Badgers only had three shots from the quality scoring area. Two from defensemen. Scholl's in care. Fitzgerald had the other. The Badgers, though, lead Ohio State 1-0 after one. We're going to check the Big Ten scoreboard in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
the big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Big Ten leading Michigan State has the weekend off. Wisconsin's tied for second place with Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish, a 3-1 lead on Michigan midway through the second period in South Bend. Landon Slaggart, his 11th goal this season, that leads the Big Ten. He's one of the top dogs for the Fighting Irish. And Minnesota, 4-1 lead at Penn State, early third period in State College. Bryce Brodzinski, the number one star in the Big Ten last weekend. He had 3 goals, 5 points against Michigan State. He lit the lamp for the Gophers. Here are the Badgers with a 1-0 lead on Ohio State. And the second period's coming up in 2.5 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy. It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it, and like, yeah, we are, but what are you gonna do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No,
that's not. You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Vacation? My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead, and we thought Zach Scholl's goal would go down as unassisted, but official score, Pete Giacomini gave assist to Christian Fitzgerald and Tyson Dick.
Yeah, well, those old goaltenders, they just hand out assists like they're candy. I guess that's the way it goes.
What a feeling for Zach Scholl. His first goal as a Badger. He's playing in his 9th game. You know, early on, first few weekends, he'd play one night, wouldn't play the next. Brady Cleveland was much like that as well. Cleveland out with a minor injury. He may play tomorrow night, but what a thrill to score your first collegiate goal on home ice, especially.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I'm sure each and every one of these players on Wisconsin's side, or even some on the Ohio State side, were recruited by their other respective teams.
Sure.
And so trying very desperately to, a lot of the time, prove that you made the right decision.
Good to see the band here tonight, and a lot of students, a lot of the crease creatures here as well, up into the second deck for this series opener. Finale tomorrow, an 8 o'clock face-off on the Badgers Sports Network. Hope to see you out here. It's goalie night tomorrow night. bunch of former Badger goaltenders will be here. They'll have a mask walk in section 107. Old masks from the 60s, 70s, 80s up to the present will be on display. And Bill Howard, former longtime goalie coach for Bob Johnson, Jeff Sauer, and Mike Eaves, will drop the ceremonial first puck. And we're underway here in the second period. Ohio State got it into the Wisconsin zone. Badgers have the puck. Palatichuk tried to feed it ahead off the wall and didn't get much on it. Now the Badgers have to reverse. Here's Dexheimer up the right side to Horbach. His pass intended for Lindmark deflected to the stick of Joe Palatichuk, who snaps a pass off to Bantle. He can't catch at the Ohio State blue line, but Horbach races in to get there first. Horbach spins it around. Open man left side is Daniel Lotch. Takes it off the kick plate. Can't handle it cleanly. It slides away from him with the fresh ice. It just kept going and going and going. He finally caught up to it. Now out to Bantle at the left point. Down to the goal line, D-St. Foul. D-St. Foul to Lotch. Back pedals near the left circle. Shoots one, and he almost caught Turnis napping. He snapped one off, and Turnis knocked it to the far corner. Badgers try to cycle below the goal line. Came free, though, to Wahlberg, who almost gave it away to D-St. Foul in front of the net. Eventually able to pass ahead to Mason Klee. Klee wearing six, just like Mason Lorai did a year ago. The Madison native, who's now playing with the Boston Bruins.
I think he wears number two now.
He does. I think you are correct. Here's Lucius. Center ice. Gets through one Buckeye, then another. Can't split the third and cough the puck up. And Ohio State the other way. And Bricky will dump it down in. 1-0 Badgers, 90 seconds into period number two. Not a bad crowd here tonight. Pretty full lower and second decks.
Yeah, it's not like there's nothing else going on in town either.
Well, it's NCAA volleyball tonight at the Fieldhouse, Wisconsin and Miami in the second round. Badgers trying to advance. Here's Holiday to the goal line. He goes. Burnside out to the point. Smith's shot easy. Glove save from McClellan, who gets up out of his stance and just kind of juggles the puck a little bit. Waits for the linesman to come over. He hands it to him, and he'll drop the puck inside the Wisconsin zone.
I never liked guys like him.
No?
You know, just make it look so easy. It's like a shortstop who gets a short hopper, and then he just kind of nonchalants it, picks it up, and throws the guy out.
Yeah.
I was just so jealous of those guys.
Well, because you were halfway down the baseline by the time the ball got to first base. That's why you didn't like the shortstop,
yeah,
right? He made you look bad. Yeah.
Well, you can't speed up gravity.
What?
I'm not going any faster, so.
Get the piano off your back.
Yeah, that's right. Don't mind it. You have a piano on your back. It's just when you stop to play it half the way to first base, it bothers me.
Ooh, Deesa, bigger pardon. Whitelaw just got a wiped out far side as he tried to shoot the puck by Caden Brown. Puck still in the Ohio State zone. It waddles its way out to center ice. Palatichuk couldn't reach it. Played by Thomas Wise. Ohio State onside. He'll dump it in, but the Buckeyes need a change. 1-0 Badgers. Whitelaw, good breakout to Dexheimer to the tape of Fitzgerald's stick. Ahead of Tassi, can't catch it. Goes down to the corner, and Turnis out of his net. Flips it around far side. Klee rims it up to the point and out. Here comes Cassidy now, attacking the net. Messina, Cassidy, slot shot, fought off by McClellan. It was kicked at. Messina once, can't get his stick down. Cassidy's got it low right, puts it in front again. Oh, it's knocked free away from Stramel, but the Badgers Lotch now has it. Boy, Wisconsin working hard to keep it out of the net there. And now Lotch on the attack. His shot off a stick and into the mesh, stopping play. McClellan made the first save, and then the puck was loose for anybody to have it.
Yeah, just laid in front, and it's like everybody built a pocket around it. It was good, conscientious effort by the Badgers to keep the Ohio State sticks off the ice and also keep it away from the skates of the Ohio State players in case they wanted to make a kick pass.
Scholl, Stramel, Kerr, Lotch, all right there in front of the Badgers' nets. Wisconsin wins the draw. Finley looks to set up. Kerr, his blast right into the belly of the goaltender Turnis. Another faceoff to come now. Stramel mixing up a little bit with Messina and Cassidy, but they're quickly separated. Another faceoff in the Buckeyes' end. 3:03 into the second period. 1-0 Wisconsin on freshman Zach Scholl's goal halfway through the first.
I would just love it if Ohio State got a guy named Loggins.
Yeah?
Put him on the same line as Messina. Loggins to Messina. Messina back to Loggins.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Goal by Smith. Assist to Loggins and Messina. I don't know why I'm in this mood.
That's okay.
Today.
That's all right. I was wondering if you were at the dentist
showing
today.
Showing my age.
I don't know. No. Sawyer Scholl and Messina, Dalton Messina, were entangled in the faceoff circle and then had to be split up. Badgers win the faceoff. Nice job by Scholl. Here's Kerr, takes the ice. Slot shot deflected wide. Taken by Gilden. Lead feed trying to spring Cassidy, but out of his reach, and Ohio State has iced the puck. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you by Menards. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Face off to the left of Turnus. Turnus played 18 games at UConn last year, had a 2.54 goals against, a 9.12 save percentage, but he was splitting time, and it was going to be that way again in Storrs, Connecticut. So Turnus wanted to find a place where he could be the guy. Oh, here's Lindmark, tough angled shot from the right goal line off the stick of Turnus, then he whacked it to the corner. He is the guy after Jakub Dobish split after his sophomore season to turn pro. Dobish now in the Canadiens organization. Backhand shot by Gordon, fought off by McClellan in tight left.
And unfortunately, he didn't know where it went after it went off of his body. He just got into a situation where he's looking around trying to find the puck. Wisely, the Badger defenseman told him where it was.
Here's Deckhut up to center. Gathered in by Gordon. Right wing, puck is still loose. Badgers pick it up. Cilia taps it ahead for himself. Tried to get it deep, but knocked off his stick by Bricky, and it goes to the defenseman, Carfagna. Interception at center. That's Dexheimer looking. Drop pass, Lucius, and he rifles one over the head of Turnus. He went right for the melon and missed.
Just about demelonized him.
Here's Cilia now. His shot knocked down in front.
There we go.
Lucius giving chase, and he'll have to track it down at center ice. But the Badgers' top line, DeSaint Foul, Lucius, and Cilia, causing some problems for Ohio State. Puck down to the quarter. Carfagna now. Lucius right behind him. Won the puck free. Gets a pass from DeSaint Foul, but it was behind him. And then knocked away from him. But Lucius battles back. Wins it free. Cilia trying to refeed Lucius, cutting to the net. That was deflected. Lucius able to run it down in the near corner. Cilia now after it. He falls down, actually. Yep. And then out to center ice. Guzzo cut off by Kerr. And the puck free now for Dexheimer. Badgers 1, Buckeyes nothing about 5 minutes into the second. Wisconsin coughed it up in its own zone. Here's Montez now, slowed by Dexheimer. Ben trying to win the puck back. Montez spins it around to the far corner. Klee cuts down to the wall. Montez now, left-hander from Hartland. Spins away from the pressure of Tassi. Falls down with Kerr right on him. Tassi pushed it back deep. Dexheimer tried to move it this side. He was cut off by Holiday. Now it squirts free, and Fitzgerald's got it for the Badgers. Holiday on him, but he finds an open Dexheimer with space to work. Lucius up to center, long shift for him. He gets it to Tassi. Badgers onside, but Tassi has nowhere to go, and the Buckeyes have the puck back. Ohio State's played well here, but down 1-0 to Wisconsin. Two Badgers collide. Here comes Ohio State the other way, and a whistle and offside. And that's good news for the Badgers.
Yeah, it was, because
in trouble.
Inadvertently, two Badgers collide, and that ends up being a 5-on-3 coming into the zone. If they would have had time along the way, it would have been both of those Badgers had a tough time getting back into the play. 5-on-3 was nice, offside, and a lot of jawing going on by Ohio State to the linesman who made the call.
Scholl with Stramel and Finley for Mike Hastings' squad. Faceoff at center, won by the Buckeyes. Smith shot off the body of Vorlicki. Nice play by Stramel to kick the puck to his forehand. Here he comes. Snaps off a pass to Finley. Off his stick, he'll track it down left corner. In the attacking zone, Finley leaves it for Stramel. Backhand pass to the slot, didn't get through to Scholl. And now Ohio State Smith has it. Run down by Finley, trying to jam the puck free. The Badgers can't play it. Back behind the net, it's McClellan. Paddles near side to Vorlicki. Patiently lifts it up and out of play. And I hope everybody's all right. I think so. Young man got the
puck. Especially the six-year-old who just went diving underneath the seat to get that puck.
And he came away with it.
Yep.
Good hustle. 1-0 Wisconsin. Face-off in the Badgers zone. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Caden Brown faceoff after it, Teasing. Puck went to the far side, then Teasing throwing his body around. Hit Badgers captain Mike Vorlicki with a pretty good check. Puck came to center, and now Ohio State refeeds the offensive zone. And then it was Dunlap applying pressure to Vorlicki, who spun it around to the near side, out to the point. Now Ooh. Brown faked a slapper and then threw a wild pass right circle, hoping for a teammate, but no one there.
I think somebody was supposed to be there.
Brown now in a battle far side with Scholl. Scholl wins it free. Dangerous pass up the middle of the Badgers zone, but Scholl's there to take it for Wisconsin. Plays it to center. Loose puck, Finley. Tied up by Smith. Pitchforks it out towards the Buckeye zone and taken there by Brent Johnson from Frisco, Texas. Here is a Ooh. Shot passed by Gilden for Johnson, who was going down the middle and it went wide. Badgers on the attack. Bantle poke check by Carfagna. And now it's Messina out to the far side, poked out to center by Ohio State. 1-0 Badgers, 12:35 to go here in the second period, and a bump pass from the right wing by Horbach, trying behind the net for Dexheimer. It bounced right in front of his own net. McClellan had to stop it in cover. And I think Horbach's got a problem with his skate. He's going to the Badgers bench for Nate Lapointe to take a look at. And a faceoff coming to the left of McClellan, who has stopped all 13 shots he's faced so far.
In the old days, they would have been calling George Fabian out of the penalty box to come and fix the skate, and that would have taken about a half an hour. And now, Nate just reaches down, gets a new blade.
Yep.
10 seconds later, he puts it in.
Long-range shot from the point, blocked by Lindmark. Picked up by Gilden. Backhand shot went wide on the stick side of McClellan. Lifted out to center. Caught by Bantle. Dropped to the ice, and he shovels it down deep. After it there, Carfagna reverses course to Bricky. And DeSaint foul with some token pressure on the forecheck, and now Bricky with some room to operate. Breakout pass to Messina. Flung a pass at center for Cassidy and almost took his head off. The Badgers have it back. Cilia now, cross-ice Dexheimer. Back to Cilia, up the middle he comes. Cilia spins away from a man, got tripped down, and that was a quick hand up by the referee. The referee, Tony Check, quickly calls the penalty. They're going to say cross-checking on Ohio State's Sam Dekhut. And the Badgers will get a Kunis power play. That was a questionable call.
I was about to say, if I, either team would be questioning that call.
Wow.
As Cilia went, did the back turn, obviously the only place that the defenseman can hit him is in the hips. And when you're only on one leg, it doesn't take much to knock you down.
Badgers get a Kunis power play. Dekhut cross-checking at 8:04. Only one shot on goal on the Badgers' first power play in the opening period. 1-0 Wisconsin here. Ohio State wins the faceoff in the defensive zone, and Klee will fling it all the way down. Clark Cup champion with Sioux Falls, Mason Klee. He remains on the ice with Wahlberg on this PK. Thiessing and Guzzo. DeSaint foul. Lucius. Hash marks right. Now to Dexheimer. Dexheimer swings it left wing to Cilia. Back straight away, it's Dexheimer looking. Lucius has it, can't shoot, sends it to Dexheimer. Slot, and he played with the puck a little bit too much and was poked away by Guzzo. Foot race now, Guzzo and Dexheimer. Oh, Guzzo cut to the slot, threw it off the end boards, and McClellan moving left had it come off the kick plate right to the crease, and McClellan kept it out of the net. Badgers the other way. Here's Wisconsin's Lucius turnaround shot, kick save made by Turnus.
How does he do that?
I do not know. Here's Lucius again. Cruz down the wall, looking, finds a man left wing. Cilia fires one, missed the target. Lucius takes it off the glass, now to the circle in DeSaint foul. Peels back at the half wall, here's Lucius now. Lucius tap back to the point man, Palatichuk. Cilia wants it, gets it, one-timer, and a stop made by Turnus. Rebound goes to the corner, cleared out by Ohio State.
Wholesale changes.
45 seconds left in the Badgers' power play. Men colliding left and right in front of the Buckeyes' bench. Badgers have their power play unit out there now. Palatichuk, Lindmark, Finley, Tassi, and Whitelaw. Here comes Finley racing in, centering pass intending for Lindmark. Didn't get to him. Palatichuk able to poke a pass to Tassi, far side. Shot hits something and ricocheted to the near wall, and the Buckeyes clear.
It was like Keystone Cops. Watching both teams try to change and run into each other.
Palatichuk now, 15 seconds left in the Kunis power play. Whitelaw will throw it to the corner. Finley will give chase. Engaged with the defenseman Johnson. And the Buckeyes can't clear. Right to the body of Stramel, who shoveled one on net. Saved by Turnus. Whistle now blows. And Buckeyes and Badgers pairing up. Stramel and Cassidy going at it. The linesman Sam Schakowsky in there to try to separate those two. I think cooler heads will prevail. 10 minutes to go here in the period. Wisconsin 1, Ohio State nothing. Badgers now with 14 shots on goal. They've outshot the Buckeyes in this period 7-3.
And unfortunately, as we looked across the way, kind of glad that the Badgers guessed dressed an extra forward, because William Whitelaw just made his way off the ice with the trainer, Andy Rudy. And remember, sometime early on in the second period, something happened to him. And I can't remember exactly what it was, but he's making his way to the training room.
So Whitelaw out of the lineup for the time being. Lindmark, Horbach, and Bantle out for the Badgers.